This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security issued a report warning of dangerous overcrowding in migrant detention facilities in the border state of Texas. The report came a day after a group of U.S. lawmakers, all Democrats, toured detention centers and denounced the conditions there as, in their words, horrifying, and border officers' behavior as unconscionable. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
When Congressional Hispanic Caucus members visited facilities in Joaquin Castro's home state of Texas yesterday, officials asked them to leave their cell phones behind. Castro kept his.
They said that they changed her medicine.
And released footage from an El Paso facility, saying he wants the public to see the awful conditions, with women crammed into prison-like cells.
There was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Castro says he hopes Congress will impose standards of care at the facilities along with broader immigration reform. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The remaining signatories to the 2015 International Pact to Restrain Iran's Nuclear Weapons Development, Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union said in a joint statement they have been consistent and clear that their commitment to the nuclear deal depends on full compliance by Iran, and urged the Islamic Republic to refrain from further use and undermine the accord. President Trump withdrew the United States from the Iran nuclear deal last year, saying it did not have enough to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. Iran's Javad Zarif, the foreign minister, argued the breaching of the stockpile limit did not violate the accord because the deal was a provision. At one party responded, out of the deal, leaves the agreement open. This is VOA News. President Trump may have jump-started a new round of working-level talks with Pyongyang at his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but their handshake is meaningless, unless negotiators make progress on bridging the country's divergent approaches toward denuclearization. Most recent talks stalled at the Hanoi summit in February, and a process expert said the upcoming working-level talks to get Washington and Pyongyang to bridge their differences on denuclearization will be difficult but not impossible. Pyongyang favors taking a phased approach, with each step taken toward denuclearization rewarded with some corresponding measure. Washington has been interested in drawing up a comprehensive denuclearization deal that includes the dismantlement of Pyongyang's entire nuclear program. A U.S. military jury sealed not guilty of murdering a captive teenager Islamic State militant in Iraq in 2017. Edward Gallagher was also acquitted of two counts of attempted murder, but was found guilty of posing with the corpse of a prisoner. Gallagher's lawyer said, "This is a big win."
Suffice to say, huge victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers.
The sole guilty verdict carries a 4-month sentence, but Gallagher spent 9 months in pretrial detention, meaning he will go free. The United States designated a major anti-Pakistan militant organization conducting deadly attacks against local and foreign targets in the South Asian nation as a global terrorist. Islamabad promptly welcomed the move, which prohibits U.S. citizens from engaging in any transactions with members of the so-called Balochistan Liberation Army, the BLA, and all of their property in the U.S. are blocked. The outlawed BLA is considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch militant groups fighting the Pakistani rule in the province. And a Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost in the southern island of Jolo last week. 5 people were killed in that attack. And the U.S. dairy industry hoping that coffee bars and high schools can help offset the persistent decline in U.S. milk consumption. The Trump administration, meantime, is giving up plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. This means the U.S. Census Bureau can now start printing forms to be sent to more than 100 million American homes after Trump himself questioned whether the once-every-decade population count could be delayed. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.